earlier this month, U.S. authorities carried out one of the largest ever single strikes on Mexican drug gangs operating on U.S. soil. Officers arrested more than 300 members of the drug organization La Familia, including a handful based in Oklahoma. Authorities say this is just the beginning, and it lays groundwork for additional drug arrests in the heartland. Gary Banzit, member station KOSU, reports.
I'm standing outside a truck stop alongside Interstate 35 just on the edge of Oklahoma City. I-44, I-40, and I-35 all come together here, and narcotics officers say this is where a lot of drugs are transported through the heart of Oklahoma.
Many of the drugs going for distribution nationwide are going to come right through this area within a 24-hour period on almost a daily basis.
Mark Woodward with the Oklahoma Bureau of Narcotics says Oklahoma City is the ideal central location for drug trafficking. Oklahoma already faces a growing problem of homemade meth, and now cartels are using the confluence of interstates here to drop off everything from marijuana and heroin to cocaine and prescription pills. At Love's Travel Stop just off I-35, big tractor trailers fuel up. As many as 5,000 people will pass through here in a day's time.
Hello. Hello, how are you today?
Inside, General Manager Bill Sellers says he's never really thought much about Mexican drug trafficking outside his window, but drug arrests are pretty common.
We see drug busts out in our parking lot. On an occasion, we'll see multiple police vehicles pulling up and checking a car, and dogs get out, and usually they find something.
State agencies don't keep a running total of arrests, but there's been a steady increase of drug traffic since the mid-90s. Back out on the interstate, narcotics officer Jack Forney says smugglers are getting creative.
They'll hide it on their persons, they'll hide it in tires, they'll hide it underneath the dash compartments, spare tires in the back of the vehicle, compartments built into firewalls or built into the motors. We've seen some motor compartments lately.
Mexican drug cartels are also reaching different demographics of people to do their dirty work. Lieutenant Brett Key of the Oklahoma Highway Patrol says working the interstates is risky these days because almost anyone could be a suspect.
The people that are actually moving the narcotics and moving the currency and stuff through our state and through other states, there's not a gender-specific or a race-specific individual there.
State troopers have stepped up their firearm and hand-to-hand combat training because as the drug trafficking increases, so does the violence. Mark Woodward with the Oklahoma Bureau of Narcotics says smugglers are told to protect their shipments at all costs, and once they do reach a central location like Oklahoma City, they infiltrate the community, looking for recruits they can trust.
So they do bring people that they rely on to build a house, build a family, send their kids to school, open up a car lot, a curio shop. But most of those are nothing more than fronts for them to help bring the drugs into Oklahoma for nationwide distribution, and more importantly, using those businesses to get the money or the drug proceeds back to Mexico.
Woodward expects more crackdowns on large gangs like La Familia. He says Oklahoma authorities have increased their undercover operations to try to disrupt the drug cartels. For NPR News, I'm Gail Banzit.